I know. Some people do that. my kids at one time, and I took it out and threw it on a porch, and I said, if you need to cut it down, it's not going to get recycled. So, make a long story short, I ended up doing it to show her how much room you can save. But just that one box took up like 3/4 of the room. It's like, no, you don't do that. You cut it down.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, it's funny to see those neighbors, though. They got two recycling beds with boxes, and the lids don't shut all the way, and you can see the boxes that are not shut, or that are not cut down. It's like, come on, really?
Yeah, I know. Some people are that way, though.
True. My car yesterday, it was down to half a tank, so I filled it up.
Alrighty.
There's Menards a lot. And I don't think I'm going to buy the butterscotch pudding anymore because it tastes absolutely horrible. When I first stopped buying it, but all of a sudden it started tasting horrible. About this butterscotch pudding?
Yeah, I remember.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I like that pudding.
Like I said, whenever I first started buying it, it tasted real good, then all of a sudden it didn't taste good at all. It just tastes gross. It tastes like chemicals or something. You know, that dollar store, I went there a couple of times and they didn't have it, or they didn't have too many, but my not always has a lot of them there.
Yeah, I don't know why it's, tastes like that now. I don't know. I haven't had it from there, but, that's definitely a bummer.
You know, it's not Menards' fault. The company who makes the pudding, it just tastes weird. It doesn't taste like butterscotch at all.
Alrighty.
He came over last night about 11 o'clock, and I was sitting in his car, and we were talking and stuff. It was good from him. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Oh, yeah. I talked to him last night after he left your house.
That's funny.
Yep, I did. So what you doing today?
A bunch of DVDs, like I told you, I watched all 773, and I'm watching a series now, the last one. There's three DVDs about trains, and I'm watching that one, so I'll finish up number three, and then I got other ones to watch. And then, like I told you, I got Roku and Fire Stick.
Right.
I took the air conditioner out of our bedroom window yesterday and put all the storm windows in because it's getting to a point now where if they did turn on the furnace, I wouldn't want to turn the furnace on, but my wife is always cold. I turned it on for her, but I could have gotten maybe another few weeks.
Yeah, I did. Several days ago, last week, I turned it on. Yeah, it's like, no, I don't want to, but I got to.
I wanted to make sure that it worked, too, but you know, it's worked every year, but there's been times that it has gone out. One time the gas valve went bad, and another time some else went bad, but it came on and ran good.
That's good.
Yep.
And it's nice to see the leaves change, but we know what's coming afterwards.
Well, last time I was up at Ted's house about 2 weeks ago, his biological mom and his dad's sister
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Sure, I am out in the cold weather raking leaves.
Oh, I know.
But fall first, so I could get them, but it's like, there's been times that I've just raked them through the fence and then raked them outside the fence because there's just enough time and they were done like the first week of December. They don't do them anymore.
Yeah, until the following year.
There's just been a couple times for to take a statue until the next year. Like, oh, well.
Yeah, that's true.
That kills the grass, but it's in a tree line here, so that's a good problem, not mine. And down in the tree line area on the side of my sister's property, somebody ran on the tree line area and spun the tires and made the tire tracks there.
KBX and 9YOU.